Finally, today, if you were one of the millions of viewers who tuned into the royal wedding last weekend, you may also have been one of the many who were impressed by a young cellist. That is 19-year-old Sheku Kenne Mason. He played three pieces during the interlude in which Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were signing the registry. Sheku Kenne Mason has been rising in the UK classical music world since 2016, when he won the BBC Young Musician competition. At a charity concert last year, he caught the ear of Prince Harry, and soon after, Meghan Markle called to ask him to play at their wedding. And Sheku Kenne Mason is with us now from the BBC studios in London. Sheku, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Has it sunk in? I mean, a week ago, you were performing in front of, I don't even want to say how many millions of people, no pressure at all. I mean, has it sunk in yet?
It was definitely an experience that was unlike anything I've ever done before. And so that was really thrilling and exciting for me.
Were you nervous?
I generally don't tend to get nervous before I perform, actually. Obviously, this was a performance very different to what I'm used to, but still, I would say I was more excited than nervous. I was playing pieces of music that I really love to listen to and to play, and so I was really just focused on that. And I would say I'm very comfortable performing on the cello in front of audiences. I think if I had to speak in front of that many people, then I would be so nervous. But to play, I think I'm very comfortable.
You remind me of Mick Jagger. He was asked to perform at the White House, and someone asked him if he was excited, and he said, "Yeah, it's a gig, you know." Something like that.
Exactly.
I want to mention that you have seven kids in your family and all of you play classical music. Am I right about that?
That's right. Yeah, I have five sisters and one brother who all play different instruments.
In 2015, six of you entered Britain's Got Talent. You all played together. You made it to the semifinals. And I cannot resist, but we're going to play a little bit of you in action. Here it is. What you cannot see, unfortunately, because this is the radio, is just how happy you all looked to be playing together. Is it really that way?
Yeah, I mean, and generally when we play together and we do get the chance in different combinations to play together a lot, which I always enjoy, it means that we get a chance to share our musical ideas and also to just explore music together, which I find one of the most exciting things.
We mentioned in our introduction to you that you were the winner of the 2016 BBC Young Musician Competition, but I hope it's okay if we mention you were also the first black musician to win it. It's a competition that's been running since 1978. The classical musical world is certainly more diverse than it was in the past, but I did wonder, forgive me, because it may not be important to you, but I do wonder whether that kind of distinction and is important to you.
I mean, obviously is more so in the past, as you said, a lack of diversity in classical music, and I think one of the reasons for that is young people not having someone who looks like them to kind of be inspired by. I think for me, I was always inspired by other members of my family and I had musicians that I really looked up to. But I think if you are a young black child, for example, and you go to a classical music concert and see no one who looks like you, it's very difficult to see yourself doing that. And so I guess something that I'm hoping to change is to kind of give young people something that they can aspire to.
And who's your role model?
The musician I look up to the most is the cellist, Jacqueline Dupre, who I was obviously never able to watch live because she sadly died before I was born. But listening to recordings and watching videos for her play is just so inspiring. And that was one of the reasons when I was very young, I just wanted to practice the cello all the time.
noticed that you also draw from a very eclectic mix of composers. And earlier this year, you released an album that reflects this eclectic mix. You've got two pieces by the Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich, and then you've also got Bob Marley.
Yeah, I think I just love to listen to a range of music, and Shostakovich, as you say, is a composer that I have admired for a long time. And also, next to that, I grew up listening to lots of Bob Marley's music as well, just because my parents are so fans of his music, and so I can remember listening to it all the time in the house. And so I wanted to, in my first album, to record music that reflects everything that has inspired me.
Shekou Kene Mason, his album Inspiration is out now. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.